Thursday night in Division 6 sectional championship baseball from Caldwell, the 5-seeded Garaway Pirates defeat the number 3 seed Caldwell Redskins in come-from-behind fashion 4-3 to capture the sectional championship. Nobody scored in the first three innings. However, Caldwell, they would take the lead in the bottom half of the fourth on a solo homer by Durkus Vincent. His fourth home run of the year gave the Redskins a 1-0 lead. Then Garaway, they would come back with a run of their own in the top half of the fifth inning after an RBI ground out by Herman would knock in Wiley Numbers. And it was tied up at one apiece. Then the Redskins, they would come back. They would score two runs in the bottom half of the fifth to take a 3-1 lead through five. Nobody scored in the sixth. However, Garaway rallied with three runs on three infield hits, including two errors in the inning on that Caldwell defense in the seventh. That would give Garaway a 4-3 lead, and then it would be Corey Yoder to close out the game in the bottom half of the seventh, and Garaway got the win by the final margin of 4-3 to capture the sectional championship. For Garaway, they had four runs on five hits, no errors, and seven left on base for the Pirates. Then the way offensively for Garaway, Brody Harsler would go 2-for-3 at the plate. He would have a double, and also he would score a run for the contest. And also for Garaway, it was Wiley Numbers who went 1-for-2 at the plate. He had a walk, and also he would score two times. Lofta Numbers, 1-for-2 with the walk. He would also score a run. Blake Herman did not get a hit, but he reached base three times, all via the walk, and also had an RBI groundout for the game as well. For Caldwell, they had three runs on six hits, three errors, and five left on base. And for Caldwell, leading the way was Wyatt Clark, who went 1-for-1 with the two RBI single he got in the fifth inning, while Dominic Fry ended up going 1-for-2 at the plate with a walk. Also for the game, Durkus Vincent 1-for-3 with a home run. And also Weston Forshee went 1-for-2. He would also score a run. On the mound for Garaway, it would be A.J. Miller with the first five innings, allowed the three runs, while Corey Yoder, the junior lefty, came in to close it out. He got the win in relief, did Corey Yoder, allowing no runs in the final two innings, allowed no hits, struck out nobody. He walked one and improved his record on the mound to 4-0. On the other end, getting the loss in relief for Caldwell, that would be Jacob Laswell, who went an inning and two-thirds, allowed three runs, two earned, three hits allowed. He struck out one, and he walked two. With the win, Garaway improves the record to 14-11. They won two in a row. They will advance on to the district semifinals. It'll be next Wednesday. It'll be at number 2 seed Toronto at 5 o'clock. With the loss, Caldwell will end their tournament run with a record of 14-4 for them on the season for the Redskins. Again, the final score in Division 6, sectional championship baseball from Caldwell. Garaway with a come-from-behind win 4-3 over the Redskins to move on to next Wednesday's district semifinals against Toronto. Reporting for WKLM Sports, I'm Mac Roy.